This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. We still have more to say, more to discuss about the protests going on outside the construction zone or right around the construction zone of this pipeline that's being planned slash built in North Dakota near and on some Indian burial grounds, apparently, Indian reservations.
Crossing them, yeah.
And some people are pretty upset about this. They're going out there. They're protesting. They might be trying to block the construction equipment and getting arrested. Riot police arresting 22 very recently, just the other day, apparently, according to a post on Tuesday from a group called Unicorn Riot, who found themselves cut off from Facebook after Facebook banned the live stream link. Now, the story over at the Free Thought Project does say that Facebook also cut their feed, but the live stream link was different from Facebook. So maybe they had two feeds. Maybe one was on Facebook, another was on live stream. It's not clear exactly how that was going, but it's not unbelievable that Facebook would cut a feed, nor would it be unbelievable that Livestream would. Now, no one's alleging that Livestream cut the feed that I can see.
Right.
But there's definitely allegations that Facebook blocked the Livestream link, and Facebook then amazingly claimed that it was some sort of automated process that did it and acted as though they were sorry. I'm surprised they actually got Facebook to even comment on this.
That is some serious artificial intelligence that can look at these things and just make accurate judgments left and right.
It's
anymore,
scary.
It's almost surprising when I see a live feed of something important on Facebook. It almost catches me off guard.
What do you mean?
They haven't shut this down yet? What are they thinking? Somebody's asleep over there.
So we, of course, recommended Cell 411 as a independent alternative to these major streaming platforms. Now, I don't know how much capability the Cell 411 network has, but it seems to be pretty good. Like, every time I've watched somebody streaming live on Cell 411, I've been impressed
with how clear it looks.
Yeah. It looks like there's plenty of bandwidth being dedicated to it. And, you know, that was one of my first concerns was, oh, okay, well, you know, Cell 411 doesn't cost anything, so
it's a server sitting in somebody's living room.
I know he's buying a bandwidth to do this with some sort of company that's not Facebook or whatever, so it can't be cheap. And so I'm really grateful for Virgil and whoever it is that's putting money behind Cell 411 because it's a free app. So I didn't expect much out of a free app, but it's way better than I expected.
Yeah, and there've been other ones out there over the years that sort of tried to do the same thing, but. Yep. He's really hit it out of the park, and what impresses me is it seems like every week or two I'm hearing about a new feature. Something
else.
He's
making it better. He's talking about putting like an Uber killer into this app.
Yeah,
now.
I need a ride.
Which is awesome.
That's insane. Yeah,
and it sounds like he might be beating Arcade City to the punch as well.
Yep.
So I think that's some much needed competition in the area of decentralized ride sharing. So there's a lot to really like about Cell 411. You can get it for free. Go check out getcell411.com. So we go to your phone calls and we go to your thoughts. More about the protest scene in moments. But first, we have Ian on the line in China via Skype. Hello, Ian.
Hello there. I just wanted to quickly mention about Apple and how far in bed they are with the communist government in China.
Okay. Do tell.
A video somehow made it out to people, and it was a very politically sensitive topic regarding the Dalai Lama. Over the weekend, over 60,000 iPhone users reported that video had been erased from their phones.
60,000 in China, you mean?
In China.
Mm-hmm.
Apple had actually gone into their iPhones and removed the files.
Yeah, and that same thing can happen here in America.
Sure.
I mean, if your livelihood is at the behest of the government, which a lot of people are in that boat, it doesn't take much pressure before You know, you start getting the message, you're going to play our way or you're not going to play at all.
Well, I admire Google because Google, a couple years ago, told China, they said, we're not going to be your censor. Do it yourself.
Really?
Yeah. China threw them out. They've been out of China for years now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I thought Google was... I thought Google at one time did block, like, the Tank Man photo and other topics from China.
They did, but apparently the board of directors of Google had a meeting.
Changed their mind.
And said, we're not comfortable with what we're doing.
Good.
And they lifted all their censor blocks. The president over here was on TV hammering his fist on the table like Adolf Hitler, screaming about it. And the next day, Google, go bye-bye.
Yeah, and Google's well, at least in the U.S. hasn't been a complete saint. They've played with the NSA plenty and things like that. But every once in a while, companies do get it right.
Is their tagline still "Don't be evil"?
They've modified that.
They would have to.
They actually did. They don't have to pull that up, but they did modify it a little bit.
Ian Moore, you want to share about the internet experience over there?
The other thing I wanted to say, you know, we have really excellent service as far as speed. But as soon as you try to access a website that is out of China, they throttle it back.
Mm-hmm.
A good example, I've got a 30M service, and I get a true 30 meg service in download, and I get almost 6 upload. This is good.
That's what I've got here.
As soon as I log on to any American website, my download throttles back to 1.7 something, and my upload is like 0.3.
Yeah.
If you get outside of what we call the sinosphere.
Right.
Ian, thanks for sharing tonight, man. Appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
Here's a little bit of that. Remember when Google basically divested itself and created the holding company Alphabet? Which owns Google.
Yeah, I heard about it later. I didn't know about it when it was happening.
Yeah, but they basically, you know, formed a holding company, which contains, like, search is now a division instead of being it all rolled into one. And
their
driverless car sections and all that kind of good stuff.
Yeah.
But Alphabet, when it took over as Google's new holding company on Friday, this was October 4th, 2015, has dropped the tech giant's "don't be evil" mantra from its code of conduct.
Yeah.
So evidently now
quietly got rid of that.
Yeah, it's okay to be evil, or maybe just a little evil, or just moderately evil. Evil if it's convenient, I don't know.
Let's go to Ralph. He's in New Jersey. Ralph, you're on Free Talk Live.
You know, I have two questions for you that I want you to ponder about, okay? Question number one.
Okay, we'll ponder.
Right. Question number one. Why do you think that is, that Obama is one with the worst element that you can think of, such as Satan, the animal black, and you know, the radical Islamists?
Hold on. Let me make sure I've understood you. Why does Obama run with Satan, black animals, and Islamic radicals?
One with those people, right. Why is he being one with them?
Why do you think that is?
Right.
Well, I don't know, Ralph. I've always... You know, to me, socialism is evil.
Yeah.
You know, that is the epitome of evil.
What's your name?
This is Chris. You and I occasionally talk on Thursday nights when you call.
Right. Yeah. We're not. You're not no white guilty. That I know for a fact. Well, he's not no white guilty.
Thank you, Ralph. I'm going to take that as a compliment.
Chris Cantwell, by the way.
No, it's not Chris Cantwell.
No.
It's no. Chris Cantwell's not allowed on Free Talk Live anymore.
You see this? Okay.
Yeah.
You see?
I mean, he's allowed as a guest. He can come on like a caller like you, Ralph, but he can't actually sit in as a co-host.
Okay. That's wonderful. Question number two. If you make this bogus claim about me being a racist, explain how race relation is worse under Obama.
Well, I'd like to the chance to answer your first question first, because Chris was the only one who got to answer it. You talked about Obama associating with bad people. I mean, look, he associates with the government. That's bad. Like, that's as bad as it gets. We're talking about, okay, sure, the Islamic radical folks, they're not very nice. They're cutting off some heads over in the Middle East. But Barack Obama has presided over the bombings of countless innocent people in the Middle East. He's presided over the killings of far more people than all of ISIS probably combined at this point. But, Ralph, if you want to get to question number two, stand by. We'll bring you back for that. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And it's funny, Ralph called in tonight. I actually have a story about old President Duterte in the Philippines, which is where he's from,
pertinent,
involving a hitman. It's Free Talk Live.
Franklin is part beagle and part yellow lab. He was rescued in 2010 from the streets of Los Angeles. Somebody threw him out of a car and shattered his leg. He was malnourished and emaciated. He was also shedding excessively. The vet bills, the prescriptions became increasingly expensive, and he wasn't eating. That led me to look for other food sources for Franklin, including a raw dog food diet. I found the entire recipe, which incorporated raw meat, eggs, rice, Dynavite, and Lico Chops, his omega-3 supplement, on Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
859-428-1000.
Now he's thriving. He's shedding much less. He never misses mealtime, and his coat is soft and shiny. Like that you guys are focusing on rescue dogs, I think every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite. 859-428-1000. Start that little pet off right. Just go to Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, Ph.D. are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled AKASHICUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
The number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. We got more to talk about when it comes to the riots, or not riots, excuse me. They have riot police out. I bet they would love a riot, but the protesters, from what I can tell, have been pretty peaceful so far at the Dakota Access Pipeline. We'll come back to that here in moments. It's Ian and Chris in the studio with you tonight. Also, want to let you know about an event coming up in early 2017. It's going to be happening in February. In fact, February 25th through the 28th in Acapulco. That's Acapulco, Mexico, is the location at the beautiful Mundo Imperial Resort and Expo. You can visit anarchapulco.com to learn more about the event. It's the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists. It's held annually in Acapulco, and I believe this is the third one that they've put together. They're bringing together hundreds of principled anarchists to share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state and central banks. They're going to have some great speakers discussing entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships for 4 days among the sun and beaches of a world-class resort. Again, February 25th through the 28th in Mexico at anarchapulco.com. Get your early bird tickets now. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live from the event.
See, I picture thousands and thousands of voluntarists and anarchists and libertarians there because they would go to Acapulco, right? But New Hampshire is too cold to move to, right? Right?
Well, I mean, people don't want to move anywhere, Chris. I think pretty much, you know, it's easier to stay where you are. An object at rest tends to stay at rest and all that.
Too true.
So, yeah, I wouldn't expect most people to ever move anywhere for an activist purpose. But wherever you're going to go, I think those two destinations are fine destinations. I think New Hampshire
absolutely
the best one because we've got the most activists. And more are coming. So, but I'm looking forward to it. I've never been to Mexico before, so I'm looking forward to the experience. And Acapulco.com, get your early bird tickets. As we go back to your calls and thoughts, we got Ralph in New Jersey. You had two questions for us, Ralph. So can you recap question number two? Because
the question number two is given, you know, all this bogus claim about me being a racist. And for that matter, I wouldn't put in the same category as racist the like of Chris Cantwell. He's so amateurish as far as being a racist and bigotry goes, because it's not in the same category as a David Duke. Okay, remember now, David Duke is, you know, to the umpteenth degree, is an offensive kind of individual dealing with this issue about the Middle East. The Holocaust and Jewish people. That's, to me, you know, out and out bigotry, in my opinion. And Chris Cantwell is none of that. So that being said, given
Chris Cantwell
all
is
things,
definitely, he's said some pretty racist things. I mean, he's made race a center issue of his show, Radical Agenda. I've been on it multiple times. So, I mean, I know what I'm getting into when it comes to Chris, and I'm pretty sure.
But you would,
I mean,
you
may not be David Duke level, but
okay, yeah, thank you for that. But you really would not like to expect white people to be just taking it, laying down with the agitation the blacks are doing in this country right now.
That's the problem.
Yeah, exactly.
Go ahead, Chris.
Particularly the Black Lives Matter.
Chris, show us how white guilty you are.
Okay, well, I may get my white guilty free badge pulled here. But, Ralph, what you said there was the blacks in this country, and that's where I disagree with you. I disagree with a lot of liberal socialist blacks that just want to, you know, have more control in government, and I disagree with the white socialists and every other color. That's where it crosses the line for me when it's just referred to as race, because
right, it doesn't have
there
to
are
have
a lot. Now, Ralph, I know you brought up
party.
Dr. Thomas Sowell. Yeah, you brought up like Dr. Thomas Sowell before, right?
He is a conservative, you know, he's a conservative black, as well as the doctor who's supporting Trump. Dr. Ben Carson, he's a conservative black.
Sure.
You know, they are both that. And a few others. You could
But I guess what I'm saying is, to me, they're just kind of conservative. But But if you happen to, and you asked, you know, why do people refer to you as being racist for bringing up these things? Sometimes if you let slip, if you don't, like if you say, I disagree with Black Lives Matter because they do this and they do that.
Well, that's a specific group of individuals.
Right. And you have every right to disagree with them. But when you say
the blacks
in this country, then, yeah, a lot of people are going to say, so you mean every black in this country? And I don't think you feel that way, Ralph.
No, I wouldn't say every black in this country. But we have to judge, people according to their character.
No, right. According to their character. But not the color of their skin. And when you say things like it makes you sound like you're racist.
It comes across like being a racist. But, you know, we have a different standard in how we view bigotry. You have one standard for me, but another when it comes to blacks.
I don't have two standards, Ralph.
No,
yeah. Anybody that's talking about people based on the color of their skin is, especially if they believe that they are inferior, a racist.
Take for example what happened in Milwaukee, and I talked to one of these black conservatives we mentioned, and he has a radio program. His name is Larry Elder over in California. Sure. I told him in no uncertain terms, I consider what happened in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, as a naked display of bigotry, and I mean black bigotry, number one, and an open declaration of racial warfare, number two.
Thank you, Ralph, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And then sometimes he'll come on and make, you know, not only say something about the blacks, but then he'll also call them animals at the same time.
Well, he refers to Obama that way. I've never heard.
Well, he used to just refer to Obama in that way, but he's since just started referring to black people in that way.
Yeah, and at the risk of trying to get into Ralph's head, I mean, what I hear when I listen to him is someone who's very frustrated with certain groups of people, and hey, I'm with him on that. I'm frustrated too.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think sometimes he gets a little excited, and sometimes those words get a little jumbled up. If you take the time to ask him a direct question about something he said or something like that, then he's like, well, no, that's kind of why I brought up Thomas Sowell. You know, that's one example that he and I have talked about a couple times. But
Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Ray is on the line in our very own Keene, New Hampshire. Hello, Ray. Hello.
Hey, Chris, I know the feeling. I've been called racist on this show, and I've never said a racist thing on this show. And yet, the person you're sitting next to takes part in that and thinks it's funny.
This sounds like James in Arizona.
It is James in Arizona. Hi, James. How are you?
Yeah. When are you going to apologize for accusing me of having done something I never did, and then apologize for accusing me of being a liar, Minister?
Are you talking about the three DUI arrests?
See, Chris, this is what I have to deal with.
Is that what you're referring
to? Somebody says that I've done something that I haven't, and it's just
Are you saying it's false that you were arrested for DUI three times?
I already said it's false, and you keep on repeating it.
Well, you're lying. Thank you for the call. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. According to the records I found online, you're a liar. Maybe you weren't convicted of all of them. I don't know about that, but the arrest records are there.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free. So call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau. Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial toll free. Bring up anything right here. Number's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can also take control of the airwaves. That is the point of Free Talk Live. And we've got Skype. And Skype username, lrn.fm. But if you start to abuse your privileges, then at some point they may be revoked. James, who lied to our phone screener just a few moments ago to get screened. I've not banned James from calling the show, but I did have to block him from Skype the other night because he continuously kept calling over and over again.
Right.
And I told him, look, the way Skype works is... Well, what I told him was, if you keep calling after I've put you on hold, like if you hang up, I put you on, answer the phone,
right.
Put you on hold, and you hang up, then keep calling back, and you keep doing that, I'm not going to answer your call.
Right.
You're not going to get through here at that point. And he just kept on doing it, so he got blocked on Skype, which is why he called on the phones tonight.
And is it a unwritten rule or a written rule that you will accept one call a night from a caller?
There's no written, it's never been written down, but that's always been the
sort of
the rule.
Yeah, sort of the practice.
From
that's
way
cool.
back
right.
in the day. And so, the way Skype works is it's not designed for radio, so when you put someone on hold, the feed goes silent. So if you answer the call on Skype and you don't put the person on hold, then they can hear everything we're saying.
Right.
But if a second call comes in on Skype, you can only have one call at a time that's live, so I have to put the first call on hold, so the numbers keep ticking away. It still should be clear that you're still connected, but the audio goes away. So some people freak out. They think they've been, their call's been dropped, and they hang up. So I tried to explain that previously to people. Some people get it, some people don't. But, I told them, hey, stop continuing to call. I'm going to put you on hold, and we'll get to you. But if you keep calling over and over again, well, maybe I'll unblock him from Skype at some point. Because, again, he's not blocked from calling the show. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE if you want to join us. Also, check out the 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. You were talking about New Hampshire earlier, Chris, comparing it to Acapulco. Mm-hmm. Acapulco, probably a very beautiful place, but it doesn't have the community of liberty-loving activists that New Hampshire does. We've got thousands of libertarians, voluntarists, liberty-loving anarchists who've come here as part of a couple of different liberty migrations that are happening actively, and thousands more are expected to come. Learn why many of those people are coming here by watching the 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. It's a great hour-long documentary film, and it really goes over some of the just persuasive points as to why New Hampshire truly is the destination for liberty. It's the number one most free state of all of the 50 states, as rated by the Cato Institute in their most recent Freedom in the 50 States study. That's actually probably not one of the reasons in the 101 Reasons, but just as an aside. Go 101reasonsfilm.com. That's 101reasonsfilm.com. You can watch it for free online. And, speaking of migrations, I actually had a story tonight. I don't know if we'll get a chance to get to it, but apparently huge numbers of people from New York are leaving, like over 100,000 in a recent year. So
unsurprising. So in that same Cato study, what state came in dead last?
New York.
New York.
It was dead last, like way below 49th. So we'll get into that if we get the chance. We'll get back to your calls. Also, more about what's happening out of the pipeline, the protests in North Dakota, and the community that is building up around that. Chris, you've got a story about that. We'll get into it shortly. But first, Ricky is in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ricky.
Brothers, good evening.
Good evening, Ricky.
Hey, sweet. I'm listening here earlier. Right now I'm listening. First of all, I hear Ian from China, then I hear Ralph. And I got 2 points on a little bit of both the things I heard. First of all, the quick one being Ralph. Yeah, I'm sitting here listening to this. I'm a Jeffersonian anti-federalist who's in the civil rights his whole life. And I listened to Ralph. And one thing I'd love to do someday in the future, I saw you do it with Sarah, and I thought that was great. I'd love to call in one day and have a little chit-chat with Ralph, if he'd be open to it. And I don't know if he will be, and that probably won't be surprised if he would. But we'll just leave that there at that. But now on to Ian, Now, I'm listening to this whole Google thing, And first of all, I don't know where Ian's coming off. I mean, he's using Skype, first of all. He has to use Skype because you can't use Google because you ain't going to get out of China with it.
Right.
Second of all, on top of that, this guy, by the way, Ian, I talk to you too if you'd like, because I'm a fast ring Windows insider. That means I probably know way too much for my own good about everything. Now, as far as Google go, I heard you guys talking. Yeah, Google definitely got problems. They definitely turned around 2012, just like a lot of other things. Yeah, they used to be like that. But I've talked before about Google and the holes in Android with their damn off switch. That's why I run my Lumia, because not only security, but it's got advanced features that a guy that moves around a lot like me that's out there to help, who I might add is an enemy of the state.
What is a Lumia? Is that a phone?
That's a Windows phone. That's sort of
brand
name.
Yeah, Lumia 950.
Microsoft is going to let the state into your phone?
Absolutely not. Microsoft knows plenty about that.
They've already got.
No, really.
They've already basically come out and admitted they work with the NSA. So.
Yeah,
come
you
on.
Go back to PRISM.
Wait a minute.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Ricky.
Go ahead.
Now, first of all, I'm not. This is why I, for now, don't have my name displayed. I will in the future with my picture. Now, it was last October. Microsoft came out and give an example of this. They said to one of the executives, what are these insider guys? They seem to be bopping and popping around a lot these days and everything. And, they came out and gave a typical Microsoft three-part answer. You know, they're, you know, beta testers, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, hey, we know that, you know, but they're doing a little more than that.
I don't know what you're talking about at this point. I was able to follow... I was able to follow you up until this point. Chris, do you know what he's talking about at this point?
I'm not following yet. Can you state it in one sentence?
You can look this up. This was last October. And what the answer was...
What am I supposed to look up? Blah, 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 like you just said a moment ago?
No, I'm just paraphrasing what they said, okay?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Listen to me, and you can look this up. And basically, because they're saying, well, we know they're that stuff, okay, by the book, but they do a little more than that.
You know they're what stuff?
Beta testers that work with coders for free. That's
okay,
what insiders do, to clean code. To clean code.
What does this have to do with Microsoft and, you know, them giving up information to the government?
Or Microsoft
giving... I'm going to tell you in a minute, you know.
I don't have a minute.
All right. First of all, 10 years you can go back. Microsoft has been fighting the war on privacy. Look at the guy over there in the Netherlands. They want to get into his Microsoft account for narcotics. And the fact is they spent a ridiculous amount of money. They just backed this past July, did another appeal. They've been doing that for 3 years. You know, the thing is, Microsoft, you got to remember, Bill Gates is a Jeffersonian.
Okay. I got to stop you there. But I'm going to give you a couple examples.
Look it up. Okay,
he may claim to be, but Microsoft turned over the keys to BitLocker. BitLocker is the full disk encryption for Windows PCs. Mm-hmm. They turned that over.
To the government.
Going back to the beginnings of...
All right, hold on, Ricky.
Going back to the beginning of Prism and the Snowden leaks.
Mm-hmm.
There's a big dotted line that goes right from the NSA right to Microsoft.
Oh, yeah.
They were one of the big ones in the Prism program. So all your Microsoft social media, Microsoft accused of allowing access, full and complete access to all of Skype. You know, I'm just kind of hitting the highlights here.
It wasn't hard for you to find those stories.
No.
Big stories. These are big news stories from the last few years. And,
yeah.
You know, Ricky wants to ignore that. I don't know. Is he a stockholder in Microsoft or what? I don't know. But
I'm not going to sit here and say, well, you should be on Android because, you know,
that's full of holes, too.
It's full of holes, too. So,
look, if you want to protect... Thank you, Ricky, for the call tonight.
Thank you.
If you want to protect your data, then really the best way to do it is through PGP encryption, in my opinion. But, of course, the ultra paranoid would say it won't even matter because there's a backdoor in your system and, you know, anything that you... haven't put directly into encryption from the moment it was created is probably suspect.
Yeah.
I know the guys over at thinkpenguin.com are working on some solutions to help protect people at the from, you know, invasion by the state at the most lowest system levels.
Right.
They are obsessed with privacy, and it's people who are obsessed with privacy that I would be most likely to trust with coming up with good solutions here. But yeah, I agree with you. Apple, Google, Microsoft, all compromised.
Yep.
Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Join us here.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-4295. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-960-4295. 1-800-960-4295.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic Readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, Ph.D. are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, AkashicUniversal.com, spelled A-K-A-S-H-I-C Universal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit AkashicUniversal.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and our Skype username is lrn.fm. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Chris.
We were talking in the first hour quite a bit about the Facebook crackdown on the broadcasters from the independent broadcasters from the protest site in North Dakota. The Dakota Access Pipeline Facebook banned their live stream link from being shared anywhere on its network, then later claimed it was an accident, that it was their automated system that just happened to ban the link at the same time the police were attacking the protesters and arresting almost two dozen of them, including independent members of the media. So we can continue with that discussion. In fact, Chris, you've got a story that's related. It's about the community that's being built in the protest world out there at North Dakota.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty interesting. This story comes to us from the Associated Press. The title is Pipeline Protest Site, A City Unto Itself with School Meals, by James McFerrin. Near the Standing Rock Sioux Reservation in North Dakota, tribal flags, horses, tents, hand-built shelters, and teepees dominate one of the biggest and newest communities in North Dakota. Built in a valley on federal land near the confluence of the Missouri and Cannibal Rivers, it's a semi-permanent, sprawling gathering with a new school for dozens of children and an increasingly organized system to deliver water and meals to the hundreds, sometimes thousands of people from tribes across North America who've joined the Standing Rock Sioux in their legal fight against the Dakota Access Oil Pipeline to protect sacred sites and a river that's a source of water for millions of people. This is better than what most people came from, said 34-year-old Vandy Kalsa, referring to the often harsh conditions of reservations across the United States. The Santa Fe, New Mexico resident, who is Osage and Cherokee, has been at the camp for more than a month.
Wow, it's a long stay.
That is a long slog. She joins Standing Rock Sioux members who have been here since April, people from other tribes and non-tribal members from as far away as Asia and Europe who have vowed to stay as long as it takes to block the four-state $3.8 billion pipeline's construction. Though the Dallas-based pipeline company says it intends to finish the project, protesters have some hope. Three federal agencies are reviewing their construction permitting process, temporarily blocking work on a small section not too far from the encampment site, and asking Energy Transfer Partners, that's who is building this pipeline, mm-hmm. to temporarily stop work on a 40-mile span. So I just thought it was kind of interesting that, you know, sort of organically, and I think we've both seen that in activism that we've been involved in.
Not at this level, though.
Not at this level, no. But you do see that, you know, people feel strongly about something. They gather together, even if they come from different backgrounds, which obviously, you know, you can, I'm not going to generalize and say that all Indian tribes are the same. They're very, very different cultures. But they all kind of came together, and now they're building something in the middle of nowhere to support
network.
A support network, and even beyond that, to a scale that I've never seen.
Yeah, I'm impressed with, you know, what I've heard so far, and I know there's more to the story, so we'll get into that. But this is, you know, it's the self-organization here that is really impressive, where people are just filling whatever roles need to be filled. Like, oh, well, you know, we're going to need shelter, we're going to need food, and, you know, who's best to do this? Who's got the money? Let's get it organized. To some extent, this was done in Occupy Wall Street with Zuccotti Park and in other locations where you had supporters coming in from the outside, bringing supplies into the people who were the truly most dedicated.
Right.
You know, because there's certain number of people who can take time off from work and or are independently wealthy, and then there's others who, you know, they got to work for a living. They got a family to support or whatever. But that doesn't mean they can't stop by, make a special trip, and drop off some supplies.
Sure. Case
or
of
some
water.
Cash.
Yeah, exactly. Anything like that.
And so, you know, even though there's nobody necessarily telling them to do it, it's amazing when the marketplace can just kind of create this without any kind of centralized control.
And that's what I found intriguing. I'll read a little bit more here. But given North Dakota's brutally cold winters, people will need more than campfires warming them these days.
Yeah.
Quote, I'm pretty sure by winter there will be buildings up, said Jonathan Edwards, 36, a member of the Standing Rock
Tribe. Call the zoning enforcer.
Who lives in South Dakota has been here since April 1st when snow was on the ground. People came here to stay.
Now, you know, if you think about it, compare this to what happened at Malheur. I mean, in Malheur, you had no more than just a few dozen folks maximum, and they kept talking tough about how their reinforcements were coming, but they never came.
Well, they did get supplied. They got supplied. They weren't lacking for what they needed to stay.
Well, they also brought a lot with them as well.
They
initially did,
but they didn't bring enough to plan on months or anything like that. But
plus, when a bunch of them left, then whatever supplies remained would sustain the few remaining for longer.
Absolutely.
As well.
Absolutely.
But I remember, we were listening to some of the live streams that were coming out of that place, and they were like, there's people coming, and they're going to shoot the cops when they come. Of course, they never came. No, whoever those people were never materialized.
Yeah, it did slowly build, but it was nowhere near the scale of
this, or even
Bundy. Bundy was much, much larger than this.
Hold that thought, Chris. I know there's more to the story. Let's go to Charlie. He's in Arizona listening to K-Talks. Charlie, go ahead. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey there.
It boggles my mind why in the world do they even need to do these sorts of projects, aside from being the largest arms exporter in the world. We also are the world's largest exporter of oil.
Is that true?
You know, we already have enough oil. We can
the largest exporter
oil in Saudi Arabia.
We are way, way up there, and I can't confirm nor deny that, but I know we are way above where we ever used to be.
Okay. Interesting.
Well, but I will Google it.
We don't need these pipelines. It's just greed.
Well, I mean, again, I don't care if the company can find enough property owners to who are willingly able to sell their property, willing to sell it at whatever price they're being offered. But when they start using the government to force people to sell, that's when I get outraged about it.
Well, when they this first all started, they rushed to go to those burial mounds. I mean, that's the first thing they did.
Well, I think what you have is point A, which is where the oil fields may be, and point B, where they want to ship the oil from, happen to go through burial grounds. I don't think they were ever intentionally saying, let's find a route that will cross some burial grounds.
I imagine they would have done that.
But, you know, like I said, I agree completely with Ian. If you are in the business of moving oil from one place to another and you can find willing sellers who are willing to part with their land for a big chunk of change, more power to you. But when you get the force of government, you threaten people, you force them into deals that they would not otherwise take other than out of fear.
It's called eminent domain. That's the legal. Yeah. It is extortion, but the legal euphemism is eminent domain.
Yeah, then it's a whole different ballgame. Then it's no longer a voluntary, peaceful transaction. It's under threat of force.
They're fracking, too. I mean, like I said, we are the largest exporter, and there are earthquakes in Oklahoma. I'm getting up in years, and, you know, that wasn't a place that you normally thought of earthquakes, but they have had a bunch of them.
Chris, I see you're looking at a list there. What is that?
Yeah,
list?
I was trying to find out if we are actually the world's top exporter of oil. We're not. I'm looking 1 through 10, and we're not in that
list. Not even in the top 10.
But to his point, we do still export a lot of oil, and the shale fields have really opened up our ability to do so. Not all of it stays here.
I haven't checked lately, so that's possible.
There you go.
We have more than we need. That's a fact.
All right. Charlie, thanks for the call.
Thanks for you.
Have a good night.
Appreciate it. Yeah, I don't know what the facts are in that case. I mean, it would seem to me that domestic oil would be, I mean, you'd think it would be cheaper since you don't have to ship it as far.
Yeah.
So why you'd be importing oil from elsewhere if you had enough here, I just don't know I don't think Charlie's right on that either, just based on how the market works.
And the market works, and it works in oil just like with everything else. Now, what's interesting is, you know, they've said peak oil, you know, we're going to run out of oil, there won't be any more by 1972 and 1978. And 1990, and so on and so on. But as the price goes up, it becomes financially feasible to use other methods, and that's what we're seeing the result of in the United States.
The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. More about the support community that has sprung up in a rural area of North Dakota around the protesters. What's coming next? Well, they're preparing for wintertime. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is on the way.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, Ph.D. are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, AkashicUniversal.com, spelled AkashicUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit AkashicUniversal.com.